Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
Talking again with some satisfied Detter customers.
This is Laura Studelberg from here in Atlantic.
Laura, tell me about how many cars you guys have bought from Detter Motor Company.
We have been with Detter since we moved back to Atlantic in 73. I can't remember how many cars, but it's been every one that we've needed. We've been long-time customers and been very happy.
In your opinion, do you think it makes a difference with Detter's being a hometown dealer?
Knowing the people you're buying from, you have trust in them. If you have issues of any kind, they are always there to help you. The service is great. You walk in and they know who you are and they try to help you.
Tell us about some of the people down there at Detter's that you've really enjoyed to work with.
Chuck helped us, showed all the features of the car, just did an excellent, excellent job. Also, Kate in the finance was great to work with. And then we always depend on Julie and Tom in service. Anything we need, they're there for us.
And in the latest in sports, last night, game we had for you here on the radio, Josh Bell homered and drove in four runs to lead the Pittsburgh Pirates over the St. Louis Cardinals 6-3 in the Little League Classic on Sunday night. The teams played at renovated Bowman Field, a minor league ballpark located 5 miles from where the Little League World Series is taking place. Sitting in front rows were admiring Little Leaguers who got to mingle with big league stars earlier in the day, part of Major League Baseball's initiative to celebrate youth baseball. After the final out of the first regular season game in Williamsport, the Pirates shook hands on the field as usual after a victory. And then in a nod to Little League Baseball, both teams lined up at home plate and shook hands with each other, throwing in some hugs and high fives to finish off a feel-good day. Other Major League Baseball scores included an interleague play, Detroit 6-1 over the Dodgers. It was Minnesota 12-5 over Arizona. And the Cubs were 6-5 winners over Toronto in 10 innings of play. In American League action, it was Tampa Bay 3-0 over Seattle. Boston a 5-1 winner over the Yankees. The Angels beat Baltimore 5-4. It was Oakland 3-2 over Houston. Kansas City 7-4 over Cleveland. The White Sox were 3-2 winners over Texas. In National League play, it was Miami beating the Mets 6-4. Atlanta was an 8-1 winner over Cincinnati. Milwaukee beat Colorado 8-4. Philadelphia 5-2 over San Francisco. Washington 4-1 over San Diego. And Pittsburgh was a 6-3 winner over St. Louis. And in Pacific Coast League baseball, it was Omaha 5-1 over Round Rock. And Iowa was a 9-1 winner over Nashville. And tonight's games will have Iowa at Nashville and Omaha at Round Rock once again as well. In other Major League Baseball notes, Major League Baseball umpires have ended their protest of what they called abusive player behavior after Commissioner Rob Manfred offered to meet with their union's governing board. Most umpires wore white wristbands during Saturday's games after Detroit second baseman Ian Kinsler was fined but not suspended for his recent verbal tirade against ump Angel Hernandez. Kinsler said Tuesday that Hernandez was a bad umpire and just needs to go away. The World Umpires Association announced Sunday in a series of tweets that Manfred had proposed a meeting to discuss its concerns and said umps had decided to remove the wristbands to demonstrate their good faith pending the meeting. A message was left seeking comment from Major League Baseball. The Boston Red Sox are honoring former second baseman Jerry Remy for his 30 years in the broadcast booth. Remy was recently diagnosed with cancer for the fifth time and is scheduled to begin chemotherapy this week. Remy was presented with an oversized glove by current second baseman Dustin Pedroia and received other gifts from the team. He thanked his family and singled out some of the broadcasters and crew with whom he'd worked. He said he was confident he would be back in the booth next year to see the Red Sox raise another World Series banner. Remy played 10 seasons in the majors and last 7 in Boston. He was an All-Star in 1978, his first year with the Red Sox. Anquan Boldin abruptly announced his retirement less than 2 weeks after signing with the Buffalo Bills. General manager Brandon Bean made it official on Sunday night by saying the team respects Boldin's decision to retire. Boldin's decision came as a complete surprise, especially after he talked about building on his legacy entering his 15th season and serving as a mentor for Buffalo's young group of receivers. Boldin was the NFL's 2015 Walter Payton Man of the Year winner and ranks in the top four among active receivers with 1,076 catches, 13,779 yards receiving, and 82 touchdowns in his career. Boldin appeared in just one preseason game for Buffalo and finished with one catch for 5 yards in a 20-16 loss to Philadelphia on Thursday night. The Washington Redskins have activated tight end Jordan Reed from the physically unable to perform list. Reed had been on the list since the start of training camp in late July because of an injury in the big toe on his left foot. The team announced the roster move on Sunday. Henrik Stenson won the Wyndham Championship on Sunday, closing with a 664 for a one-stroke victory in the final event of the PGA Tour regular season. The 2013 FedEx Cup champion finished at 22-under 258 at Sedgefield Country Club, breaking the course's 72-hole record set by Carl Peterson in 2008 and matched last year by Siwoo Kim. The Swede earned $1,044,000 and 500 postseason points for his first victory since the 2016 British Open. He took control with four birdies in a five-hole stretch of the back nine. Ole Snyder-Johns shot a 64 to finish second. Webb Simpson was 18-under after a 67. Will Power held off Team Penske teammate Joseph Newgarden on Sunday to win the IndyCar race at Pocono Raceway for the second straight year. Power's third win of the season gave his championship run a serious boost with three races left in the season. In women's golf, Lexi Thompson got things going with a big rally, and Christy Kerr and Paula Kramer won key matches on Sunday to help the U.S. beat Europe 16.5 to 11.5 on Sunday in the Solheim Cup. Jarena Pillar sealed it with a birdie putt on the put her three up over Florentina Parker with three to play and a 4-2 victory. The Americans are 10-5 in the biennial tournament, also winning in Germany in 2015. Kerr beat Mel Reed 2-1 for her record extending 21st point in the competition, and Kramer edged Georgia Hall one up to raise her total to 19.5, second on the career list. Thompson halved Anna Nordqvist after trailing by four holes, and Angel Yin halved with Corinne Eicher, and the team split the 12 singles matches. Lizette Salas and Danielle Kang also for the U.S. Salas edged Jody Ewert-Shadoff one up, and Kang beat Emily Peterson. For Europe, Katarina Mathieu beat Stacey Lewis one up. Caroline Mason topped Michelle Wee 4-2. Charlie Hull edged Brittany Lang one up. Carlota Seganda beat Brittany Lincecum 4-3. And Madeline Sagstrom defeated Austin Ernst 3-2. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJAN. Sports was brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.